弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning. 特别跟我们在座的做父亲的弟兄们说一声父亲节快乐。
I want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in our midst.
这周在准备讲道的时候
，As I was preparing for this week's message，
本来刘长老和我们决定在哥罗西书讲完之后，要开始跟弟兄姐妹们一起来看一些圣经人物。
Pastor Alex and I discussed after studying the book of Colossians, we were originally going to study some characters in the Bible.
那在准备的时候呢，我就想到这周刚好是父亲节。
But as I was preparing, I remembered that this week is Father's Day.
那我就说父亲节当然要讲一些父亲节的道。
Well, then I said to myself, well, if it's Father's Day, I should speak on the topic of Father's Day.
结果你知道，我发现一件很有意思的事情。
But I found out something very interesting.
在这个圣经里面的圣经人物里面
，In the Bible, out of all the characters in the Bible,
是有许许多多值得我们学习的榜样。
There's definitely a lot of examples that we can follow.
也有许多是要让我们引以为戒禁的坏榜样。
There's also people that are bad examples that we can should not follow.
可是呢，在这些圣经人物里面，特别讲到做好父亲的这样子的一个例子，并不多。
But there's not many that teaches us about the examples of how to be a good father.
反而讲到了不少坏父亲的榜样。
But there's also a lot. But there's a lot of examples of what a bad father looks like.
那我在准备的时候，我就问神。
So as I was preparing, I asked God.
我说神，你要让我就把这个圣经人物准备好，然后就讲一篇圣经人物的道呢，还是你要我讲一篇父亲节的道
？Do you want me to talk about all the studies that I've had on these Bible characters, or would you like me to speak on a Father's Day topic?
神很清楚地告诉我说。我们教会里面弟兄们需要听的是一个父亲节的道。
God clearly spoke to me and said that you need to speak on the topic of fathers because people of our church needs to listen to hear this message.
今天讲到的题目是给父亲的话。
So the sermon today is for fathers.
可是不是我给父亲的话。
But it's not my message to the fathers.
是神要给父亲的话。
It's what God wants the fathers to hear.
我自己身为一位父亲，也是我所需要听的话。
So I myself am a father, so I need to listen to these words myself.
你知道，当我们到教会在敬拜的时候
，You know, when we come to church to worship,
我们绝对不是要来听牧师讲一篇道。
We do not want to come here to listen to the pastor give a sermon.
我的意思就是说，我们不是来听人讲的话。
So what I mean is we're not here to listen to the words of man.
一个真正属于神的牧人，他所讲的是神所他要他讲的话。
A man of God that is a shepherd of the church, he needs to speak what God wants him to speak on.
也就是说，当我们大家聚集在一起的时候，我们是要从神的话里面去聆听神借着他圣灵所要向我们说的话。
So in other words, as we gather together, we need to hear what the Holy Spirit wants us to hear.
这对我们才有用。
Then it's beneficial to us.
主日的讲台是讲神的话的地方。
The pulpit during worship service is a place where God's word is spoken.
不是一个讲人的意见。
It's not a place where we talk about the opinions of man.
或者就是一个演讲的地方。
Or a place where you just give a speech.
我对于做父亲这件事情非常的看重。
I hold the topic of being a father very seriously.
那今天呢，我们要来听神跟我们父亲所讲的话，这一点也是非常的重要。
And this morning, as we will be talking about what God wants, God's word to fathers, we want to concentrate on that.
你们知道我是一个有五个孩子的父亲。
You guys all know that I am a father of five.
所以我今天不是说因为我有五个孩子我经验丰富可以跟你们父亲们讲说怎么样来做父亲。
But it's not because I am a father of five. I have so much experience that I want to share with you what it means to be a good father.
而是我在神面前的我的责任比你们更重。
But it is that before God that I have a bigger responsibility. Because God says, you have five of my children that I've given you. You need to raise them well.
所以求神怜悯我们今天早上,
So may God have mercy on us that we can learn from His Word this morning. Let us pray.
天父, 我们感谢你,
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你将一切世上我们所需用的事情都已经赐给了我们。
Because you have given to us understanding of everything that is here on earth.
你首先为了我们生命上面罪恶的问题，你赐给我们主耶稣基督。
And you've given us our Lord Jesus for our problem of sin.
使我们在生命当中能够认识你，过一个光明圣洁的生活。
So that in this life we can come to understand you, come to know you, and live a life that is of light.
在我们面对我们的事业、家庭、带领孩子这些事情上面，主你也教导我们。
And through the topics of working in the family and how to be a good parent, you've taught us through your word.
你借着你的话语，让我们知道怎么样子，我们可以用智慧的心来带领我们的孩子。
And through your word, you have given us wisdom so that we can know how to raise our children.
你在我们软弱的地方，你在我们欠缺的地方，主你自己添加我们力量。
And you fill in anywhere that we are lacking or if there is anything that we are missing.
感谢主，你赐给我们一切我们所需用的。
Lord, we thank you for providing things that we need.
今天早晨，求主你借着你自己的话语向我们述说你的心意。
May you speak to us through your word what you have on your heart.
愿我们的心灵得到滋润，愿你的名得到荣耀。
So that our hearts may be taught and that your name may be glorified.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
每当有人问 大概这个小学程度的孩子的时候,
When people ask children that are in elementary school,
有一次一个老师这样问他的学生们,
there's once a teacher that asked his students,
他说, 你要对你的爸爸说, 爸爸我爱你, 因为, 然后你把这个句子结束。
So he says, you need to tell your father, I love you because, and you fill in the blank.
然后这些孩子就回答,
And these children answered.
你想想看这些孩子会怎么回答呢?
So think about what some of those answers may be.
最多的答案是, 爸爸,我爱你, 因为你给我很多好的东西。
Most of these answers were, I love you because you give me good things.
爸爸,我爱你,因为你给我玩具。
Daddy, I love you because you give me toys.
爸爸,我爱你,因为你带我去迪士尼。
Daddy, I love you because you take me to Disneyland.
爸爸,我爱你,因为你努力为我们赚钱。
Thank you, Daddy, because you work hard to make a living.
这是绝大部分孩子的反应。
And those are the answers that are frequently given by these children.
我记得四五年前有一次我们在我们的活动中心的一个桌子上面看到一叠纸。
I remember 4 or 5 years ago in our activity center on a table, there was a stack of papers.
大概我们这个主日学的老师也在教孩子要向父亲感恩。
I think the children's worship teacher also teaching the children how to give thanks to their fathers.
所以呢，在这一叠纸上面大概十来张纸，就是小孩在上面写“爸爸我爱你”，因为，然后下面就写为什么。
So on in the stack of papers, there were these things, notes that were written by the children saying, "I love you, Daddy. I love you because."
我就翻了一下。
So I flipped through that stack of papers.
然后我就会心的微笑。
And then I kind of smiled to myself.
因为一半以上都是我爱你，因为你给我东西。
Because more than half of them is because I love you because you give me things.
可是你知道有些少数的孩子他们是这样子回答。
But there's a few that answer this way.
爸爸，我爱你，因为你陪我玩。
Daddy, I love you because you spend time playing with me.
有一个孩子他说， 爸爸，我爱你，因为在我难过的时候，你安慰我，然后你让我高兴。
And one of them said that, Daddy, I love you because you comfort me when I am sad and you make me laugh when I am sad.
我觉得这是值得我们反思的一件事情。
I think this is something that we need to reflect upon.
太多时候孩子把爸爸当成一个提款机。
Too many times, kids see their father as like an ATM.
去找爸爸的时候就是向他要钱。
When you go approach your father, you ask them for money.
平常没几句话讲。
And usually you don't have many words for them.
或者是看到爸爸的时候就觉得跟爸爸好像感情没有那么像妈妈一样的亲切。
Or is when you see your father, it's just not the same type of feeling that or intimacy that you have with their mother.
可是对我们做父亲的来讲, 这是孩子的错还是我们的错?
But to children, is when you look at it, is it the fault of the father or the fault of the children?
为什么孩子们认为父亲爱他们的原因以及他们爱父亲的原因是因为 他们从父亲那里拿了东西或者是拿了玩具或拿了钱。
Why do you think that this love is reflected upon just them receiving things from their father?
我们反思一下在我们的生活当中我们跟孩子之间的交流是不是就是在给跟受的这样的事情当中而一年年复一年日复一日的这样子过。
So if we reflect on this, is this love only reflected upon this receiving and giving year after year?
还是我们有花时间投资在孩子的身上?
Or is it because you've really invested the time into your children?
我们了解他们内心深处的心灵世界。
That we truly understand what's going on in their hearts.
不只是在他们的吃住穿上面
Not only helping them in the physical things of what they're wearing, what they're eating.
不只是要求他们在他们学校成绩要好,
and not to request that they have good grades in school.
然后呢, 交朋友的时候要慎重,
and that they need to be aware of who their friends are.
然后成家的时候要门当户对,
and that they need to find
a proper match
in their future spouse.
因为如果我们所注重的只是这一些的话,
because if we only focus on these things,
那我们跟孩子之间的感情就是这些而已,
then the relationship that you have with your children is only on these surface things.
今天早上一大早,
this morning, early in the morning,
因为孩子多,
because I have a lot of children,
所以Cindy跟我平常难得晚上好不容易孩子去睡了以后, 我们这个睡眠的时间是我们非常珍惜的。
And so, because we have a lot of children, Cindy and I, we really value the amount of sleep that we have.
所以早上孩子一起来,
so in the morning, when the kids wake up,
一听到他们的声音,
when we hear their voices,
那个反应就是这样,
and this is the response,
可不可以睡晚一点啊?
Can you go back to sleep?
可是你知道, 对我来讲,
but to me,
孩子起来以后,
after kids wake up,
我就等着孩子跑到我们房间里面,
I wait for them to come running into our room.
我就在算,
and then I'll start counting.
那个孩子要到几岁以后他早上起来不会跑到我房间来找我。
At what age will they stop coming to our room in the morning?
今天早上很高兴,
but this morning I'm very happy.
全都到了,
all of them came.
老大, 10岁的老大, 第一个到的。
So my first one, 10 years old, she came first.
她还愿意跑到我们的床上跟我们稍微有一点亲密的时间。
And she still likes to come into our bed and to spend time with us.
然后我就心里面很满足。
Then I'm very satisfied.
然后Cindy就说, 今天是父亲节, 你们有没有说 Happy Father's Day?
So Cindy said to them, you know, today is Father's Day. Did you say Happy Father's Day to your father?
我非常高兴。
I said, I'm very happy.
因为五个孩子都在我这边。
Because all five children are up in my arms.
我看在几年那个床会被压垮,
I think after another few years, our bed would collapse.
孩子愿意来到父母的面前, 然后很高兴地来到我们的面前, 然后愿意跟我们花时间在一起, 我觉得这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
It is very precious when your children want to come and spend time with you.
弟兄姐妹, 你知道神给人类 的第一个诫命是什么?
Dear brothers and sisters, do you know what is the first command that God has given man?
稍微想一下,
think about that.
可能你们会说, 除了我以外不可以有别的神。
Maybe you will say that you shall not have other gods before me.
是不是？这是第一条诫命，对不对？十诫里面的第一条诫命。
That is the first commandment in out of the Ten Commandments.
可是这不是神给人类的第一个诫命。
But this is actually not the first command that God has given man.
神给人的诫命，在他将人创造好了，有男有女，一创造出来之后，他就给他们一条诫命。
God gives man and woman when he first created man and woman one command.
这诫命是什么？
What is that first command?
在创世纪第一章第二十八节。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28.
神将男人女人造好了以后，他第一件事情交代他们的是，你们要生养众多，遍满地面。
After God created man and woman, he gives this first command.Is that you need to be fruitful and multiply.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
神告诉男人和女人，我造了你们，你们现在是二合为一，你们是彼此的帮助，你是彼此的搭档。
What this means is that God created man and woman so that they shall become one and to support and to help each other.
但是你们第一件事情是你们要做父亲，你们要做母亲。
But the first command is that you need to be a father and a mother.
这是你们要扮演的一个角色。
This is the role that you need to play.
这是你们所，这是符合神心意的一个责任。
This is a responsibility according to God's will.
但是同样的，既然是神的心意，就是我们可以从其中得到神最大祝福的一个方式。
But since this is God's heart, this is one way that we can receive God's blessing.
你们要组成家庭，你要做一个好的父亲，你要做一个好的母亲，然后呢，你们要学习管理一切神所创造的事物。
So you need to form a family, and you need to become a good father and a good mother, so that you can be responsible and subdue everything that is created in this world.
今天在我们的社会当中
，But today in society,
不只是中国大陆，中国大陆、台湾。或者是甚至美国。
So whether if you are in Taiwan or in China or even here in the United States,
父亲的这个角色和责任已经被极度的扭曲了。
And the role of the father has already been skewed.
不但是人对父亲的这个角色的认识不清楚，并且在大众媒体，不论是这个小说或者是电视的影集或电影里面所描述的这个父亲的角色都是扭曲的。
So the role of the father has already been skewed in today's, in the thoughts of man today, or even in what is portrayed in today's media, in the movies, in the TV shows, or even in books.
父亲跟母亲的角色非常的混淆。
The role of the mother and father is already confusing or...
然后你如果去看这些电影电视，你会发现很多时候里面没有父亲的角色。
A lot of times when you watch these movies or TV shows, you'll see that there is no role of the father.
或甚至给孩子看的这些卡通影片。
Or even the cartoons that our children watch today.
没有父亲的角色。
There is no role of the father.
那就算有父亲的角色呢？
Even if there is a role of the father,
总是这样一个中年的微胖。有个肚子的男人
，and it's always portrayed a middle-aged man with a belly.
然后呢，好像非常的幼稚，
and,
非常的无知
，and they're very foolish and ignorant.
什么事都不懂
，they don't know anything.
小孩子最聪明
the children are the smartest one.
然后妈妈第二聪明。
And the mother are the second smartest.
那个笨蛋你就知道是爸爸了。
And the foolish one is, you know, is the father.
然后呢，那个爸爸常常就是扮演一个小丑的角色。
And oftentimes, the father always plays the role of a clown.
一方面，我们可以说这个社会因为对神的话不认识。
On one hand, we can say that it's because this world does not understand God's word.
所以他们所编出来的剧就是不符合神的话。
So the scripts that they write for these TV shows is contrary to what God says.
可是你知道，报章、杂志、电视、电影里面所播放的绝大多数是怎么样？反映出社会的现象。
But you know that oftentimes in literature, in today's media, in the movies, in the TV shows, it reflects on what is how the thinking and the heart of the society today.
父亲的角色是神在创造宇宙万物的时候就已经定下一个非常神圣的一个角色。
So the role of the father, starting from the creation, God has already placed a very serious and important role for the father.
我们也知道圣经里面一而再再而三的重复告诉我们。
And we know that the Bible repeatedly tells us.
做父亲的所扮演的一个角色是一个领导的角色。
The role of a father is the role of a leader.
在婚姻里面，丈夫要学习带领妻子。
In a marriage, the husband needs to lead the wife.
在家庭里面，父亲要学习带领孩子。
In the family, the father needs to learn how to lead children.
在教会里面，弟兄们要做带领的服事。
In a church, the brothers need to be in the role of, serve as leaders.
在社会上面，这些做父亲的男人是要做一个带领，做一个负责的一个角色。
And in the world, in the workplace, they need to be play a role that is a role of responsibility.
这是神的心意。
That is the heart of man.
男女,
oh, that's the heart of God.
男女有别。
There are differences between man and woman.
各被神重视。
And both are important in the eyes of God.
各有各在神面前非常重要的价值。
Both are very valuable in the eyes of God.
但是男人做父亲的，在神的心意里面，有我们特别需要扮演的角色。But
there's a particular role that man needs to play.
而这个角色就是要做领导。And
that role is to be a leader.
你知道要做领袖的第一个也是最基本的功课是什么？
What is the lesson to be the very important lesson that a leader needs to learn?
是我们要了解我们的责任是什么，然后要去履行这个责任。
And we have to understand what is our responsibility and play out that responsibility and fulfill that responsibility.
这是神给我们的一个呼召。
That is a calling from God.
很多时候我们觉得讲责任好像是很这么的沉重。
A lot of times when we talk about responsibility, it can be heavy.
可是弟兄姐妹, 神所赐予我们的责任是他的心意。
But what God has given us as a responsibility is His will.
而神的心意不是造成我们的负担。
And God's will is never a burden for us.
因为走在神的心意里面的人是蒙神祝福的人。
Because if you are walking in God's will, you are a person that is blessed by God.
走在神心意里面的人是得着神的同在的人。
If you are walking in God's will, you are a person that is in God's presence.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要对父亲的这个角色有一个正确的认识。
We have to have a correct understanding of the role of the Father.
对于我们已经做父亲的弟兄们来说,
to us that are already fathers,
我们要在神的面前问神啊, 你要我怎么样扮演好这个角色。
We need to come before God and ask God, how can we play this role according to your will?
我们做姊妹的,
and for our sisters,
我们说神啊, 你要我如何扮演好一个帮助我的先生能够做好父亲的这个角色?
You need to come before God and ask, how can I play a role that could help my husband?
做孩子的,
for the children.
你知道当我们讲到做孩子的时候, 我们很容易就看到这一群,
Oftentimes, when we refer to the children, we often focus our eyes here on the young people here.
可是你知道,我们每一个人都是孩子。
But you know that all of us are children.
是不是?
Is that so?
因为我们也有父亲。
Because we also have fathers.
所以当我们讲到做孩子的时候, 包括我自己在内。
So when we talk about children, it also includes myself.
我们做孩子的也需要了解神给父亲的角色是怎么样子, 使得我们能够知道怎么样子的来
So for us as children, we also need to have a correct understanding of the role that our father plays so that we can know how to pray for them. And we can also learn how to respect them.
做父亲, 是一个神赐给我们一个神圣的呼召。
Becoming a father is a very serious calling from God.
也是一个非常非常严重的一个责任。
And it's also a very serious responsibility.
可是感谢神。
But thanks God, thanks be to God.
其中我们可以得到极大的祝福和极大的满足。
Because as we play this role, we can also experience the blessing and complete satisfaction.
我从小到大从来没有想过当父亲这件事情。
As I was growing up, I've never thought of myself as being a father.
结婚的时候也没想到当父亲这件事情。
And even after being married, I never thought about being a father.
看到了我爱的女孩子跟她结婚了，这个就是结婚的目的。
After seeing a person that I love, then that is the purpose of marriage.
但是当然我们知道神他的神的这个设计给男人和女人就是结合以后要组成家庭。
But we know it is in God's design that when a man and a woman come together, they are to form a family.
所以我知道我们应该要生小孩。
So I know that we are to have children.
可是我并没有把这个做父亲的这件事情这个观念很落实的去把它想清楚。
But I didn't really reflect and think about deeply of becoming a father.
我记得当时我们怀第一个孩子的时候。
Now I remember when we were when Cindy was pregnant with our first child.
然后我们那时候还不知道那个孩子是男是女。
And at that time, I didn't know that if it was going to be a boy or a girl.
可是每次我提到这个婴儿的时候，我就说 he。He.
But every time I refer to this infant, I always say he. He.
就是说这个男孩，这个男孩，这个男孩。
In other words, this boy. Or this boy.
那 Cindy 就问我，你怎么知道这是一个男孩
？So Cindy asked me, "How do you know that it's going to be a boy?"
他说，你是不是像朱长老一样祷告男孩子，所以你知道有男孩子
？Are you like Elder Chu because you prayed and then you know that it's going to be a boy?
我说不是。
I said no.
我说因为我是一个男人。
I said because I am a man.
我从来想象不到怎么样子能够去养一个女儿。
I can never comprehend how to raise a girl.
我不知道怎么样跟她讲话。
I don't know how I would speak to them.
我不知道怎么样子去教她。
I would not know how to teach them.
我不知道怎么跟她玩。
I would not know how to play with them.
结果当然后来我们发现了老大是女儿。
Then of course we found out our first child is going to be a girl.
结果你知道很奇妙的。
But you know it's very amazing.
这个女孩子一出生。
When this girl was born,
我一看到她,
when I first saw her,
我就爱她,
then I love her.
养一个女儿对我来讲就非常的自然。
So raising the girl, it was very natural to me.
结果现在养了四个女儿。
So now I've raised four girls.
可能神说你既然喜欢女儿多给你一点。
Probably God said, well, you like girls, then just I'll give you more girls.
可是我们可以想象很多时候我们的人生就是这样的。
But a lot of times we can see that our life is similar.
我们有一些观念。
We have a few concepts.
我们也愿意在神的话面前来学习。
And we are willing to come before God's word and learn.
圣经上面有没有讲做父母的教导？
Does the Bible teach us of how to be good parents?
神有没有他要我们所做父母拥有的观念？
Does God give us concepts of how to become good parents?
有。
There is.
我们或多或少也知道一些。
We know a few things that we can learn from.
可是我们真正能够落实到我们生活里面的这个神的话，能够落实在我们生活里面的，到底有多少
？But how much can these principles or the things taught in the Bible be
to apply?
How can we apply it and practice it in our life?
事实上是极少。
It's actually a very small amount.
可是这个就是神要我们学的功课。
But that is the lesson that God wants us to learn.
神要我们学的功课不是知识上面的膨胀。
God does not want us to just have this head knowledge.
神要我们将他这个生命之道能够活在我们的生命里面。
God wants us to apply His word into our life.
所以今天弟兄姐妹们跟各位分享几点，在我自己做父亲的这个。学习里面神给我的功课。
So I'd like to share with brothers and sisters some of these points that I have learned from God myself.
让我们大家一起在神的面前，我们彼此鼓励，彼此学习。
So that we can come together and encourage and to learn with one another.
我们如果要做一个好的父亲,
if we are to be a good father,
如果我们要做一个爱神敬虔的父亲,
if we are to be a father that is godly and loves God,
第一,
then the first point,
我们要认识神的话, 并且我们要将神的话教导给我们孩子。
Then we need to know God's word ourselves and pass on the word of God to our children.
认识神的话, 并且能够将神的话教给我们的孩子。
Knowing God's word and to teach God's word to our children.
我们来看, 生命记第六章。
Let us take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章第六和第七节。
Verses 6 to 7. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise.
弟兄姐妹,你看第七节。
Dear brothers and sisters, take a look at verse 7.
你是坐着,你是在家中,你是在走路,你是在外面,你是躺下,你是起来,都要讨论,这什么意思?
What does it mean when it says, when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise, you should talk of these God's word?
什么意思?
What does that mean?
无时无刻的需要将神的话教导给我们的孩子。
In every moment, every circumstance, you need to teach your children God's word.
是不是?
Is that so?
如果我们要能够无时无刻的将神的话教给我们孩子,
if we are to teach God's word to our children at every moment,
那我们是不是要有很丰富的神的话才能够教给他们?
So that we need to know God's word, we need to be very familiar with God's word so that we can teach it to them.
父亲们,
dear fathers,
我们给自己一个挑战,
let's give ourselves a challenge.
我们今天回去以后,
when we go home today,
为期一周,
this week,
每天至少跟孩子讲半个小时神的话,
speak to your children about God's word half an hour each day.
我们看可以讲几天。
Let's see how many days we can keep up.
或者你第一天30分钟讲不讲得完?
Or even the first day, are you able to fill up 30 minutes?
我不是开玩笑。
I'm not joking here.
给我们自己一个挑战。
Let's give ourselves a challenge. Think about it.
不是说一定要做到, 也许我们做不到。
It's not to say that you have to complete this challenge.
可是就是让我们在神面前认识到一件事情了。
But then we are we recognize one thing before God.
我们对神的话语的认识有多少?
How familiar are we with God's word?
如果我们嫌自己对神的话语的了解不够的话, 弟兄姐妹, or 弟兄们,
if we recognize that we are not familiar enough with God's word,
我们要在神的面前,我们要谦卑地来学习。
Then we need to humble ourselves before God and start learning.
认识神的话不难。
To be familiar with God's word is not hard. First, you need to spend time.
我们有没有固定的灵修?
Do we have a dedicated time for devotions?
教会有主日学,有查经位置是什么?
What is the purpose for having Sunday school and Bible study in church?
不是让你外表看起来更敬虔。
It's not so that you can appear to be godly.
是为了要让我们对神的话能够有更深刻的认识。
It is so that we can have a deeper understanding of God's word.
因为这是神的心意。
Because that is the heart of God.
甚至我们可以说这是神对我们的一个托付, 甚至是一个命令。
In other words, also we can say that this is God's calling for us and God's command for us.
但是弟兄姐妹, 我们来看这段经文的时候, 我们会发现,
But dear brothers and sisters, when we look at this passage, we will find
我们需要 发现,
we need to find
他在第六、第七节里面讲的不是拿起圣经来对着孩子去读。
In these verses, verses 6 and 7, it is not to say that you pick up your Bible and read these words.
你知道他说把神所交代给你们的事情向你们孩子说
What is it talking about when he says, you shall teach them diligently? It is talking about God's word.
可是更重要的是讲到神在我们的生活里面，在我们的生命里面所做的一切的奇妙作为。
But more importantly, it is what God has done, the amazing things that God has done in your life.
你看,
let's look.
20节, 这个生命记第六章第20节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20.
日后你的儿子问你说, 耶和华我们神吩咐你们的这些法度律例典章是什么意思呢?
It says, when your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you?
你跟我讲圣经的话,
and you tell me God's word?
你跟我讲神的诫命,
you tell me the statutes?
这什么意思?
What do those mean?
神就说,你要告诉你的儿子说,
then God says, you need to teach your sons.
21节, 我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆。
In verse 21, then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt.
可是耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领了出来。
And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
这个是生命,这个是生活。
That is life.
这是神的同在,这是神的拯救。
That is God being with us and God's salvation.
22节, 在我们的眼前, 神将重大可怕的神迹奇事施行在埃及地, 并法老, 并他全家的身上, 将我们从那里领了出来, 要领我们进入他向我们列祖启示应许之地, 把这地赐给我们。
In verse 22, and the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and grievous, against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. Verse 23, and he brought us out from there, that he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to give our fathers.
弟兄姐妹, 弟兄们,
dear brothers,
父亲们,
fathers,
认识神的话不是背圣经,
being familiar with God's word is not to memorize the words in the Bible.
认识神的话不是拿起圣经对着孩子读,
being familiar with God's word is not just picking up your Bible and reading these words to your children.
是包括这一切,
it includes these things.
但是更重要的所谓认识神的话是神的话在你我的生命里面在我们每日的生活当中我们是怎么样去经历他的信实。
But being familiar with God's word is that how are you experiencing God's word in your own very life, daily life.
我们每天30分钟跟孩子讲神在我们身上做的神迹奇事。
For 30 minutes a day, we talk about the amazing things that God has done in our life to our children.
神的带领,
God's leading.
神的供应,
God's provision.
也有神的责罚,
of course, God's discipline.
神的安慰,
God's comfort.
神的爱,
God's love.
半个钟头是嫌多还是嫌少?
Would 30 minutes be too much or too less time?
我们经历神是多还是少?
Do we experience God more or less?
晚上睡觉前我会跟孩子一起祷告。
Before we all go to bed, I would pray with my children.
那经常呢我们祷告的时候呢晚上了夜深人静了一天的工作都歇完了。
So oftentimes in the evening when we pray, all the tasks have been completed and it's quiet around the house.
我带着我们的孩子,他们在床上睡着,我带着他们祷告。
So when my children are in bed, I lead them in prayer.
我说,我们来一起感谢神。
So I say to them, let's come together to give thanks to God.
这个房子是神所赐给我们的。
This house is given by God.
我们能够有这个屋顶能够挡雨。
Well, we have this roof to protect us from the rain.
窗户可以遮风,
and we have these windows to block the wind.
家庭里面又这么温暖,
and it's so warm in our house.
你有爱你们的父母,
you have parents that love you.
奶奶爷爷,
and grandparents.
阿公阿嬷,
grandparents.
这是神为你们预备的。
This is what God has provided and given to you.
那当然，他们知道这中间的过程和故事。
And of course, they understand this process and the story.
不是说因为我们有一个房子，我们就说是神供应的。我们这个房子是神给的。
It's not just to say that we have a house and this is what God has provided, but really that this house was given by God.
这个中间有许多的经历。
There's a lot of encounters with God during this process.
中间有很多的心路历程。
And there are many details in this process.
这里面有许多的这个酸甜苦辣。
There's many
heartaches, pain, suffering through it. 但是
But at the same time, we see God's leading step by step. So that we can see that it is God's leading. So when we read from God's word that God loves us and provides for us, and He says, you don't need to be scared, you don't need to be anxious. So then the children can experience that.
所以第一点非常重要，我们做父亲的，我们要能够认识神的话，并且能够将神的话教导给孩子。So
the first point is very important. We need to familiarize ourselves with God's word and to teach God's word to our children.
第二点，我们做父亲的要合乎神的心意，我们要管教孩子。And
the second point is that according to God's will, we need to discipline our children.
孩子不能不管教。Children
cannot be not disciplined.
你知道在圣经里面讲到父亲跟孩子这件事情上面，
You know, in the Bible, when we talk the relationship between father and children,
讲到的不很多，
It doesn't say much.
但是讲到最多的就是要管教孩子。
But it talks a lot about disciplining children.
因为父亲爱的表现就在于他对孩子做错事情上面的管教里面最能够彰显出来。
Because a father's love is reflected in the way that he disciplines his children. Nobody likes to be disciplined. I know these people that, these young people that are still living in their parents' home, they don't like to be disciplined.
妈妈就算了，虽然妈妈常常很凶。
If it's the mother, then it's, sometimes the mother can be a little harsh.
可是爸爸来了就不得了了。But
when the father comes, then that's a big deal.
最好不要爸爸来。Hopefully
it's not that the father is coming.
说老实话，我也不喜欢被管教。To
be honest, I don't like to be disciplined myself.
可是为什么我们做父母的要管教孩子？But
why do we need to discipline our children as parents?
因为神告诉我们说，你爱你的孩子，你就要管教你的孩子。Because
God tells us that if we love our children, we need to discipline our children.
因为神也是因为爱而来管教我们的。Because
God also disciplines us because He loves us.
神在管教孩子这件事情上面特别了讲到一点，今天跟弟兄姐妹稍微提一提。On
the topic of discipline, God tells us this one thing.
我们来看箴言。Let
us look at Proverbs.
箴言第13章。
Proverbs chapter 13.
今天跟各位分享的6点里面,
out of the 6 points that I'd like to share today,
基本上每一点对在任何生命阶段的父亲都是适合的。
It is appropriate and applicable to any stage that you're in as a father.
你的孩子还小跟你住。
If your children are young, still living with you,
或者你的孩子上大学离家了,
or if your children is away from college,
或甚,
away at college,
或甚至你的孩子已经二三十岁了, 已经独立了,
or if your children are already in their 20s, have started a career,
甚至你的孩子三四十岁了, 已经自己成家, 有自己的家庭了,
or if your children are have their own family,
但是只有这第二点,
but only the second point
is
appropriate for families with young children.
箴言第13章24节,
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24.
我知道你们读了会难过,
I know a lot of you will be uncomfortable when you read these words.
我读的时候也是不好受,
I myself was uncomfortable when I read these words.
可是这是神的话,
but this is God's word.
箴言13章24节,
Proverbs 13, verse 24.
不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他, 疼爱儿子的随时管教。
Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him.
箴言第23章13节。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse
13 and 14.
Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol.
箴言是智慧的书信。
Proverbs is a letter of wisdom.
箴言是神特别赐给我们，让我们能够了解神的智慧的一个书信。
Proverbs is a book in the Bible that has been given to God to give us wisdom.
那你说神啊，管教就管教吗？
Well, then you say to God, well, discipline is just discipline.
干嘛要用杖打他呢？
Why do I need to use a rod?
我不知道。
I don't know.
我没有答案。
I don't have an answer.
因为神可以选择不要我们用杖打孩子。
Because God can choose to not use a rod.
可是他告诉我们要用杖打孩子。
But he tells us in his word to use a rod.
那等到我见到神的时候，我可以问神，为什么非得用杖打不可？
Then when I meet God face to face, I can ask him, well, why do we need to use the rod, the discipline?
今天体罚这件事情非常的不流行。 Corporate punishment or physical punishment.
Today is not very
it is not popular. It's not popular. Yeah.
Not popular for corporate punishment or physical punishment.
我知道你们都听过朱长老讲。
I know that you've all heard from Elder Chu.
人家老人家80多岁了。
Elder Chu is already 80 years old.
传统式的教导哪一个孩子不打？
The traditional way, what child does not get disciplined by the rod?
你今天看我，你说你这个现代人怎么也讲打孩子？
So you must see, well, today you're more modern. How are you talking about disciplining with a rod?
现代人是不讲打孩子的。
Modern day today, they don't talk about physical punishment.
但是呢，属于神的人就要讲神的话。
But those of us that belong to God, we need to talk about God's word. But we have to accurately understand God's word.
我们看箴言第23章里面的时候，我们特别看到在14节里面说。 管教孩子，特别是用杖打孩子的时候，目的是什么？
When you look at verse 14, when it says, if you strike him with the rod, what is the purpose of using that rod?
目的是使这个孩子他的灵魂不会下到地狱去。
The purpose is so that you can save his soul from Sheol.
我们如果看希伯来书，我们现在不看，但是你弟兄姐妹可以回去看。我们看希伯来书12章的时候。
And we don't have time right now to look at it, but when you go home, you can take a look at Hebrews.
我们很清楚地看到希伯来书12章里面告诉我们管教的目的是什么。
It's very clear in Hebrews chapter 12, it teaches us what is the purpose of discipline.
因为在第12章第12节里面,
because in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12,
第11节,神说, 管教的目的是使人结出平安的果子，这就是公义。Actually,
in verse 11 of chapter 12, it says, "What is the purpose of discipline? It is so that to yield peaceful fruit of righteousness."
是能够结出这个平安和公义的果子。It
is so that we can yield peaceful fruit of righteousness.
弟兄们, 当我们做父亲要管教孩子的时候,
dear brothers, when we as fathers discipline our children,
我们要遵照神的话去教导他们,
we need to apply God's word to teach them.
可是更重要的是, 我们要了解神管教孩子背后的那个意义。
But more importantly, we need to understand the purpose and the meaning behind disciplining our children according to God's word.
而只有一个目的。
And it's just one purpose.
拯救他们的灵魂, 让他们在神, 在神的道路上面能够结出公义的果子。
To save their souls from Sheol and to also yield peaceful fruit of righteousness.
因为这是神对我们的管教，就是这样的心意。
Because that is how God disciplines us. That is God's heart.
虽然说可以用杖打孩子。
So even though it says that we can use the rod to discipline our children.
但是我们在管教孩子的时候，有两件事情我们一定要切记。
But we have to remember two things very important when we use the rod to discipline.
我们要用杖打孩子，可是我们在做这件事情上面，除了要了解神的心意之外，我们有两件事情我们一定要切记，而且一定要做到。
So when we use the rod to discipline our children, we need to remember the meaning and the purpose behind it according to God's word. And there are two things we need to remember.
这个原则我们一定要遵守。
There are two principles that we need to follow.
第一，
the first one,
我们不是在盛怒之下，没有控制的这个怒气之下去打孩子。
We don't use the rod to discipline our children under an uncontrollable anger.
你在我们在气头上面，我们自己不能控制我们所说的话或所做的事情的时候，这个下手的重轻重完全没有控制的时候，绝对不可以去碰孩子。
When we are in anger and we have, we're not able to think clearly and control ourselves,
or the strength
that we use to discipline our children, and under that circumstance, we cannot use the rod to discipline our children.
为什么？
Why is that?
在盛怒之下去骂孩子，去打孩子，这个是我们罪恶的一个发泄。
In your anger, when you discipline or you scold your children, that you are already under sin.
我不是在去想孩子的灵魂的拯救，或者是他有没有在神的面前行公义的路。
So under those circumstances, I'm not thinking about saving my children's soul and having them yield fruits of righteousness.
所以我一定当时不是用原则性的去教导他们。
So under that circumstance, I'm not in a right condition to discipline them.
With principle. 第二点我们一定要记得的是，
And the second thing we need to remember,
如果我们要打孩子，
If we are to discipline them with the rod,
孩子被打以后绝对不能是受伤的。
They cannot be injured by your disciplining.
因为打他们是给他们一个提醒。
Because disciplining them with the rod is to give them a reminder.
是提醒他们，他们所做的事情，他们所行的路已经偏离了神的心意。
It is so that they will remember what they have done is already out of the path that God.
而不是让他受伤害。
It is not so that they can be injured.
是皮下出血。
If they're bleeding,
或那更不用讲皮开肉绽。
Or you see the bone.
Or you cut them from your beating. 或甚至有些孩子骨头都被打断的。
Or sometimes they'll get fractured.
那个叫暴力。
That is abuse.
对，那叫虐待。我们就讲得很明白，这不叫管教。
That is not discipline.
我们要自己好好的去想这件事情。
And we need to think about that.
神是怎么样管教我们呢？
How does God discipline us?
我们是如何的顶撞神，如何的背逆他？
How do we rebel against God?
我们是如何在神的话语面前学习不够，或者是一而再再而三的忽视神给我们的教导？
How are we time and time again when we look at God's word and we don't obey?
神会不会教训我们？
Does God discipline us?
会啊。
Yes.
有的时候是轻轻的提醒。
Sometimes it's a gentle reminder.
有时候是蛮严重的惩罚。
Sometimes it's a severe punishment.
可是神有没有让我们受到伤害过？
But has God ever allowed us to be injured?
绝对不会。
No way.
因为神的管教。
Because that's God's discipline.
神的杖。
God's rod.
永远是爱的杖。
God's rod is a rod of love.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
如果你的杖不是带着爱。
If your rod does not have love.
不是带着。原则
doesn't have principle.
不要碰那个杖。
Do not touch that rod.
也不要用手去打。
And don't use your hands to hit to beat them.
我自己的经验里面。
That is my own experience.
我自己的经验里面。 三岁以前的孩子打没用。
In my own experience, children that are under three using the rod, there's no use, is ineffective.
这不是神的话，这是我的经验。
That's not God's word. That's just my own experience.
三岁以前的孩子打，他们根本不懂。
Children that are under three, when you discipline them, physically, they don't understand.
七八岁以上的孩子打也没用。
Children that are 7 to 8 years old, when you discipline them, it's no use.
打了不痛。
Because it doesn't hurt them.
有多少孩子打到了十几岁了， 行为从来不变的。
How many kids have been disciplined physically up to their teens, but it's ineffective?
你打他，他不痛。
If you discipline them, they don't get hurt.
你又不能重打把他打伤。
But you don't want to use so much strength so that they're injured.
所以那个时候对孩子的教导就不一样了。So
in those age groups, the way you discipline them will be different.
弟兄姐妹，管教孩子不只是打而已。
But, dear brothers and sisters, disciplining them is not just using the rod to physically punish them.
他们做错事情，顶撞父母，偏离了神的正道的时候，要管教。
When they misbehave, when they rebel against you, or they have been led astray from God's path, then you need to discipline them.
可是我们更重要的是让他们了解我们对他们的爱。
But more importantly, they need to realize your love for them.
我们更重要是让他们了解神在他们身上的心意。
That they also, you need to allow them to realize what God's will is that for them.
这也就是为什么在以弗所书6章第4节里面说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，但是呢，要照着主的教训来警戒养育他们。
That's why in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 it says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
我因为爱你，我要管教你。
Because I love you, that's why I'm disciplining you.
我因为敬重神的话，所以我要管教你。
Because I uphold God's word, that's why I need to discipline you.
可是你可以看见我是一个属神的人。
But you can see that I belong to God.
因为我敬重神的话。
Because I uphold and respect God's word.
我遵守神的话。
And I submit and obey to God's word.
你可以在我的生命里面这样子看到，所以当我跟你说我是因为爱你，爱神才管教你，还是可以听得进去。
You can see that in my life, how I live out those principles in my life. So when I speak to you, to the children would understand that you love them.
我的孩子大概六岁以后就没有，就不需要再打了。All
my children after 6 years of old, 6 years of age, I don't need to physically punish them anymore.
因为他们已经学了功课。Because
they've already learned their lesson.
他知道我不高兴的时候，就是他们做错的时候。They
know that when I am unhappy is when they have misbehaved.
他们六七岁以后，我也不想再打他们了。After
6 or 7 years of age, I don't want to physically punish them anymore.
所以我们要在神的面前求神给我们智慧。So
we need to come before God and ask for wisdom.
好，第三个，我们做父亲的要怎么样做一个有智慧和是一个。
So the third point is for fathers, how do we become a godly father and full of wisdom? We need to grow with our children. When our children are 2 and 3 years of age, we are sitting with them in the sandbox playing with them. When they're 5,
教他骑车嘛。
You teach them to ride a bike.
那10岁了呢?
What about when they're 10?
可能你带他去认识大自然, 开始教他一些科学上面, 大自然上面的一些, 这个知识。
Maybe you take them out on hikes so they can learn nature or some science projects together.
15岁的时候,
when they're 15,
可能你对他们的感情世界稍微要有点了解了。
Then you need to be familiar with their emotions and... Yeah, their emotions and their mindset.
青少年的荷尔蒙不断的分泌。
During their teenage years, their hormones are
multiplying. 你要教导他们。
You need to teach them.
你要让他们知道你了解他们。
You have to let them know that you understand them.
孩子20岁的时候,
when children are 20,
你要告诉他们事业。 还有做一个独立的一个男人或女人该是怎么样的情形
You need to teach them that what a responsible man and woman is like.
他们30岁的时候已经成家了，已经有孩子了。
When they're 30, when they have their own family and their own children,
我们要给他们独立的空间。
We need to give them the freedom to be independent.
但是呢，我们在知识上面、生活上面，从神里面得到的一些智慧。 用神的智慧在适时、适当的时候告诉他们。But
the wisdom and the experiences that we have according to God's will, we need to take the opportunity and the time to pass that on to them.
不要把三岁的孩子当成一个十五岁的孩子在教。Don't
teach a three-year-old like how you would teach a 15-year-old.
你不要对一个40岁的孩子像是对一个5岁的孩子一样在管。Don't
teach a 40-year-old like how you would discipline a 5-year-old.
有一个父亲从小不太跟孩子讲话。
There's a father that did not talk to their children much.
太太跟他说，你为什么不跟孩子讲话呢？
The wife asked the husband, "How come you don't speak to your children?"
他说，我一个大男人，这孩子这么小，我跟他们讲这个什么耳语，我讲不出来嘛，他们也听不，他们也不了解我的思想。
So he responds that I'm a grown man. How am I going to talk juvenile things to children?
等到他们长大了，我再跟他们讲男人的事情，大人的事情。
When they're all grown up, then I will speak to them adult things.
结果等到孩子30岁的时候,
so when the children are 30,
决定要坐下来, 男人跟男人两个人好好谈心吧,
and when it's time for a man-to-man talk,
结果呢?
What happens?
没话讲,
there's nothing to talk about.
没话讲,
there's nothing to talk about.
我们要与孩子一同成长,
we need to grow with our children.
第四点,
the fourth point,
我们要记得，因为我们在家庭当中，神给我们的角色做父亲是要做带领的工作。We
need to remember that the role that God has given us as fathers needs to encompass. We need to be leaders.
我们是做头的。We
are the head.
所以，弟兄们。So,
dear brothers,
你是孩子的榜样和模范。You
are your children's example and role model.
听清楚了吗？
Have you heard that?
不是你应该成为你孩子的模范和榜样。
It is not that you are,
you should
be an example and a role model.
你是孩子的模范和榜样。
You are the example and role model for your children.
你是一个好的榜样，他们就变好。
If you are a good example, then they will be good.
你是坏的榜样，他们就变坏。
If you are a bad example, then they will be bad.
你不用选择。
You don't need to choose.
你已经是他们的榜样和模范了。
You are an example and a role model for them.
所以问题是，你要成为怎么样子的一个模范跟榜样呢？
So the question is, what type of an example or role model will you be?
愿神怜悯我们做父亲的，在孩子的心目中都是一个爱神、爱人、爱家庭、爱孩子的父亲。
May God have mercy on us that all of us will be a father that loves God, loves man, and loves our family.
当我们孩子长大的时候,
when our children are grown,
在做选择的时候, 做得正确,
and when they make decisions, they will make the right choice.
在学习的时候能够认真,
and when they are learning, they will be focused.
在神的服侍事工上面也是竭力的在跑。
And then, according in God's service, that they will run diligently. Because all these things they have learned from their father as an example to them.
第五点,
the fifth point,
我们要做一个合乎神心意的父亲，受祝福的父亲。 我们要为我们的孩子祷告，并且要带着他们一起祷告。
We need to be a godly father that follows God's word and lead them in prayer.
每一个孩子都不同。
Every child is different.
你家庭里面有超过一个以上的孩子, 你就知道每个孩子都不同。
If your family has more than one child, you would know that every child is different.
真奇怪。
It's very amazing.
一样的家庭里面出来的, 为什么这么不一样?
This comes out of the same family. Why are they so different?
长得不一样,
they look different.
脾气不一样,
they have different temperaments.
喜好不一样,
different hobbies.
你一个一定是爱吃肉,
one loves meat.
那另外一个一定就是不爱吃肉,
and the other one will not love meat.
那这个就一定要吃菜。
And this one has to eat vegetables.
另外一个打死不吃菜。
And the other one will not eat vegetables at all.
所以妈妈怎么办啊？
So what is the mother to do?
我做什么你就吃什么。
Whatever I make, you'll have to eat.
不是孩子要吃什么就做什么给他吃。
It's not whatever the child wants, then you make whatever he want, they want.
每个孩子都不一样，每个孩子都是神所赐的。
Every child is different. Every child is given by God.
每个孩子的需要都不一样。
And every need of the child is different.
每一个孩子从你做父亲的身上所要得到的都不一样。
And every child, what they receive from you as a father will be different.
我们是不是只给他们东西啊？你记得我们一开始讲，是不是只给他们玩具？他要的玩具，他要去的地方，他要花钱的地方，我们给他，只是这样子而已吗
？Is like earlier what we talked about? Is it just giving them physical things, taking them to places, and giving them toys or physical things?
他们在个性上面哪一些方面是非常的突出
？What stands out in their character?
他们在品德上面在哪一些方面特别的缺乏？
What is lacking in their character or personalities?
他们在交朋友的时候，在学习人与人之间相处的关系上面，他们有没有受到挑战？
Do they have challenges as they're starting to make friends and start to get into social circles?
他们开始对神、对他们的信仰、对神的话开始有一些疑问或探索的时候，他们的灵命在哪里？
When they have questions about spiritual things or of God's word, where are they in their spiritual life?
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄们
Oh, dear brothers.
今天专门就讲父亲 okay?
Today we're specifically talking about fathers.
我们有没有去细心的去观察到孩子的需要并且将这些需要带到神的面前
Do we intimately search out and seek what our child needs and then provide it for them?
然后在神的面前问说：“神啊，我这个做父亲的该给他什么
？”Or you come before God and ask God, "What is it as a father? What do I need to provide for them?"
时间已经不多，事实上时间已经过了。
Actually, we don't have much time. Actually, it's already past our time.
我还是讲一个很快，我保证很快的一个，我讲很快。
But very quickly, I guarantee it'll be quick.
因为我要讲起来可以讲十五分钟。
Because if I wanted to, I can use another 15 minutes.
我老大，我记得两岁多的时候学吃饭。
My first child, when they were two years old, when they're learning just to eat.
这个很奇怪，小孩子学吃饭，汤匙拿了，那个饭一定要往外撒。
But it's very odd that once they learn how to pick up a spoon, they usually spill the food outward.
一定是往外面撒，往下面撒，撒不停。
And they always spill the food outwardly or...to the side.
所以我们是有智慧的父母，我们要教孩子。
So, as wise parents, we need to teach our children.
我们跟他讲，不可以把饭往外撒。
We tell them, you can't spill your food out.
好了，第一次讲了。
So you tell them the first time.
你要先教嘛，你不能不教就打，所以要先教。
So you have to teach them. You can't just go straight into disciplining them. You have to teach them first.
那第二天吃饭的时候，这孩子干什么？
So what do they do on the second day?Still, same thing. Scoop it up and spill it out.
好，昨天跟你讲过了，你今天不听爸爸妈妈话，打架。
Okay, yesterday I already taught you you shouldn't do this. So then I have to discipline you and you hit them on their hand.
非常有原则，非常有控制。
It's under control and it's very principled.
一点都没有动怒。
Was not in anger at all.
就第三天呢，吃饭了。
What about the third day? Time to eat again.Again, scoop it up and spill it out.
这个孩子有问题哎。
Wow, this child has a problem.
态度不对。
His attitude, he has an attitude problem. Rebels against his parents.
背逆父母。
哎呀。Disobeys his parents. Her parents. Then smack again.
不乖。
不乖。Misbehaved.
不听话。
You don't listen to your parents.
Okay, 知道。可不可以不乖？
Can you misbehave?
可不可以不听话？
Do you need to listen to your parents?
打得痛不痛?
Did that hurt?
结果第四天呢?
What about the fourth day?
第五天呢?
Fifth day.
两个礼拜。
After 2 weeks.
根本就不用讲了。天天就打,天天就打。
So every day we're disciplined them.
这个小孩要下地狱了,赶快把他灵魂拯救吧。
This child is going to go to hell. Gotta save them from Sheol.
结果我有一天坐在那边吃饭。
So one day as I was eating,
我冒着生命的危险
under risk of my own life,
我跟我太太说
I tell my wife,
你们都知道为什么是冒着生命的危险啊
You all know why it's a risk of my life. Because the mother is very angry.
这个小孩太糟糕了
Wow, this child is really terrible.
你知道你妈妈在生气的时候，你这个最好不要插嘴，对不对
？When the mother is angry, you better not get involved.
所以我冒着生命的危险。
So under risk of my own life.
我跟她说，我们这个孩子才两岁。
I tell her our child is only 2 years old.
两岁是一个 baby 哎。
2 years old is still a baby.
会不会她不了解
？Is it because they just don't understand?
她说不会。
She says no. Look, ask her.
为什么被打？
Why were you hit?
因为我不听话。
Because I didn't listen.
那不听话就会被打，对不对？可会不听话。
So if you don't listen, you'll get beat, right? So can you? You have to listen to your parents.
我就想这个孩子平常蛮可爱、听话的，为什么吃饭这件事情就不听话呢？哪里有问题
？So I thought to myself, usually this child is very cute, but always when we're eating.
我说我可不可以跟他讲一讲话
？Then I asked her, can I go talk? Can I speak with the child?
那妈妈就说你要讲你自己去讲。
So the mother says, "Well, if you want to speak to her, you go and speak to her yourself."
他那天又把饭洒了，被打了，我就带他去讲话。
So it's another day. She spilled the food again, and then I just took her aside and spoke to her.
结果我跟他讲话，一讲讲了40分钟。
So I started speaking to her, and it took 40 minutes.
40分钟在厕所里面，我跟我两岁的女儿，我们谈心。
So in the bathroom, I spent 40 minutes speaking heart to heart with my child.
我发现她知道她是因为不听话被打。
So I realized that she understands that she was beat because she didn't listen.
她也不喜欢被打。
And she doesn't like to be beat.
可是她不知道她是因为把饭往外扔而被打。
But she doesn't understand she was beat because she was spilling the food.
她才两岁嘛。
Because she's only two.
可是40分钟之后我们沟通了。
But after 40 minutes, I really got to her.
真的，这个给我印象很深。
Because this is really familiar to me.
我怎么知道我们沟通了
？How do I know that we truly understand each other?
因为第二天吃饭的时候。
Because the next day, when we're eating again,
饭不扔了。
She doesn't spill the food anymore.
给我印象很深刻。
I remember that very clearly.
我说感谢主。
I said thanks God.
很多时候我们要有神的智慧。
So a lot of times we need the wisdom of God.
可是我们要去了解、认识这个孩子，他的这个程度在哪里
？But we have to start to be familiar with our child and understand where they are.
我们要去关心他们。
We need to care for them.
我们要花时间跟他们沟通。
We need to spend the time to communicate with them.
可是你知道，女儿现在10岁了。
So you know that this child is now 10.
在过去这8年里面。
During these 8 years,
我还有多少时候花40分钟跟她沟通
？How many times did I spend another 40 minutes to communicate with her？
我可能想不出来一次。
I can't think of one. Other.
后来我太太告诉我。
Then my wife tells me.
她说你这个人啊，她说你这个做父亲的。
She said, "You as a father."
你太忙了。
You're too busy.
你已经没有花时间在孩子身上了。
You already don't spend time with your children.
他说你这个女人已经开始在问为什么爸爸常常都不在。
The daughter already is asking why is my father not around anymore.
他那个跟我讲的时候就当头棒喝。When she told me that I'm now becoming an absent father, that is like her smacking me over my head.我发现我那是我不了解我的孩子。
Then I realized I don't understand my children.
我需要坐下来跟他花时间跟他谈心。
I need to sit down and spend the time and communicate with them.
今年父亲节的时候，他写了一个小卡片给我。
And this year Father's Day, she wrote a little note to me.
那学校的老师跟他讲，你要说爸爸我爱你，因为。
So the school teaches them that you have to fill in the blank of Daddy, I love you because.
结果他写：“你在我难过的时候安慰我。”
She said, "You comfort me when I am sad."
不应该这样。他说：“你让我高兴。”
She said, "You make me happy."
我说：“我有吗？”
And I asked, did I?
我跟他大概讲过这么两次话,
I remember only speaking to her twice.
结果就变成, 这变成在她脑海当中,
but that is an image that she has in her mind of how her father is.
我们要了解我们的儿女, 我们要为他们祷告。
We have to understand our children and pray for them.
We
have to ask God to give us wisdom to lead them.
好了,最后一个就不多讲了,
so I won't spend too much time on the last point. This is a secret.
今天大公开,
publicly.
Okay? 你们, 我们做父亲的, 如果要过一个合神心意的生活,
as a father, if we want to please God,
我们如果要得到神的祝福,
if we want to receive the blessings from
我们都要,
God, we need to
爱他的妈,
love your children's mother.
爱你的太太,
love your wife.
你有没有在孩子的面前给妻子一个拥抱或亲过她?
Have you kissed or embraced your wife in front of your kids?
你刻意的, 当然不是说假装的。
Of course, you do it deliberately.
我知道你们私底下是很亲热的。
We know that you guys are very intimate.
可是你们在孩子的面前让孩子看见你是爱他们的妈妈。
But you show affection and to your children that you love your wife.
当你们两个亲热的时候，孩子一看，哎呦。
So when your kids are actually embarrassed when they see your you and your wife or your spouse,
那可能是看得不够。
Then, because they don't see it enough.
我们家的小孩一看到我们俩抱在一起，就要跑过来，因为他说我也要。
So when I hug my wife, my children come running and say, "I want to be hugged too."
At least 在家里面最喜欢看上演的这个剧，就是他爸爸跟妈妈抱在一起亲。
At least loves to watch us embrace.
不管电视节目、卡通多这个引人入胜，他平常多分心，一看到爸爸妈妈，马上就。 面带微笑，非常的心满意足。
No matter how into her movie show that she's watching, when she sees me and my wife hug, she will come running and want to be hugged too.
有时候为了看她的笑容，我就去抱Cindy。
So sometimes I just want to see her smile, I just go and hug my wife.
弟兄姐妹, 神要我们爱我们的妻子。
Dear brothers and sisters, God wants us to love our wife.
做一个好的父亲就是爱太太。
To be a good father is to love your wife.
做一个好父亲就是敬重保护你孩子的妈。
To be a good father is to respect, honor, and protect your wife.
这也是神的话很清楚告诉我们的。
That is God's word very clearly spoken to us.
今天在父亲节跟弟兄姐妹们交通了这几点。
So, dear brothers and sisters, on Father's Day, I've shared these couple of points with you.
求神祝福我们。
May God bless us.
我也愿意我们在座所有做父亲的弟兄们，能够跟我一样，把做父亲这件事情当成一件大事。
We pray that all the brothers in our midst will be like me, take on this responsibility and role of a father very seriously.
在神的面前，我们可以跟神说：“神，我知道这是你给我的责任。”
And before God, you can say that, God, this is the role and responsibility that you have given me.
我要为了你的缘故在家里面做一个领导。
And because of because of your word in honoring you, I want to be a leader in my household.
你的话也很清楚地告诉我我该如何行。
Your God's word clearly tells us how to live that out.
我要认识你的话, 我要教导我的孩子。
I need to be familiar with your words. So, and teach my children.
我需要用爱来管教他们。
I need to discipline my children with love.
我要为他们做模范，做榜样。
I want to be a good example and a good role model for them.
我要为他们祷告，并且带着他们一起祷告。
I want to pray for them and lead them in prayer.
然后我要爱我的太太。
And I need to love my wife.
我要符合神的心意。
I want to go according to God's will.
使神能够祝福我。 祝福我的婚姻,
so that God can bless me and my marriage,
能够祝福我的一家,
and to bless my whole family,
祝福我的孩子,
to bless my children,
祝福我们的教会,
and bless our church,
祝福我们的国家,
to bless our country.
愿神恩待我们。
May God be with us.